everybody. Welcome to Simmer Down. I'm Brenda Anderson.
And I'm Libby Summers.
We have so much to look forward to. We did a spread with Savannah Magazine, and we talked to some fantastic people.
Yes, and we shot... this whole thing that we did was a collaboration between all of the people that we work with, you know, on our website, the seven contributors, and it's for Savannah Magazine's Epicurean issue.
It's so exciting.
I know. We chose six people who are kind of doing some wonderful things in our area. And I'm not talking about moving the earth, but just doing some really wonderful things. And we highlighted them through photo essays and profiles. And we did wonderful lifestyle tables. And everybody on our team was just such a part of every piece, you know, through the fashion styling down to the last candle that went on a table. My intern had to be a model for a second.
Adorable.
Isn't she adorable? Anna Heritage. Anyway, so one of them was a beekeeper. Bobby Coulson, cutest man ever. And Amy Zerker's vision for the table, this monastic kind of wonderful feeling that we shot in the middle of a field as the sun was coming up one morning, and it gave you this feeling of kind of a virgin queen before her last meal before she was going off to the nunnery, and kind of this beekeeper who was the keeper of kind of this whole area and the smoke and the play with ethereal light, and it was all the vision of Amy Zerker. It's wonderful, and the great food that was on the table. I mean, it was beautiful. So we shot that with Bobby. You'll be able to see that on the website.
And the greatest thing is there's video.
Yes.
Somebody was taking video everywhere we went.
Joan Platt took video of every piece that we did. So I cannot wait to see. He's a wonderful talent here in Savannah. He's like, he's like, what, 6 years old? No.
He's 12.
Wonderful young man who's so innovative, and we're super excited about all the video that he shot.
I can't wait to see.
So Mr. Coulson, who is the beekeeper, mm-hmm. Who else do we shoot with?
Latoya Rivers.
She and her mother, Matilda. Latoya is doing new things with old recipes. She's opening a soul food restaurant here. And
I can't wait. I haven't been, and I'm going.
She is a beauty. She is a beauty, and I love the shoot that we did with her and her mother. And it's so beautiful. So beautiful.
Roberto Leocci.
We love Roberto.
He's passionate. Y'all, his passion just comes through, as it does with everybody we talk to, which is one of my favorite things. But Roberto's passion is so visible, like you can almost touch it.
Yes.
And his wife Lacey was there, and they're just adorable together. And
gorgeous. And Roberto's he owns a restaurant here in town, but it wasn't about focusing on Roberto's restaurant. It was about focusing on these wonderful artisanal things that he was doing. And we did a step-by-step of how to make duck prosciutto.
And can I tell you that we got to eat it?
Oh, my God. Delicious.
Please.
I ate it twice because we shot the recipes later,
and I was
eating that thing the whole time. So we share a wonderful recipe. We shot a how-to with Roberto. We did a wonderful charcuterie platter with him. And it's just nice seeing this traditional technique given a new twist. And
it is. And Roberto, if you don't know him, and when you see him in the magazine or on the video on the website, he is like this rocker chef.
Yes.
And, you know.
But so gracious. He's such a gracious man.
He has passion and he wants to share it. And then that just sort of seeps out of him, and it makes everybody around him comfortable. And I guess that's his graciousness.
You get to see the wonderful tattoos going up his arms.
Yes.
Koi. I mean, it's gorgeous. And the beautiful ducks that we had in for that. I mean, it was just a gorgeous shoot. Who else do we shoot?
Rebecca Gardner.
We love her. She's funny. Oh, my God. She did a little easy breezy kind of entertaining story for us, taking nostalgic recipes. I mean, those recipes that she did at her party.
For people, sort of a... This is how you throw a quick dinner party and it's still gorgeous and fabulous.
Yeah. And you don't have to like stress over it. Rebecca's thing is about serving food cold too. She we did a beef tenderloin and there were potatoes and asparagus, and started off with this old school salmon mousseline that, you know, came right off the set of Mad Men. But it's something you throw together in a blender and you make it the day before.
And when you get home from work, boom.
And, yeah, and Rebecca has funny, funny tips and quips about things, you know, etiquette things to do and not to do. And she's working on a project with a very big corporate name right now, putting together kind of an easy, entertaining package for their stores around the United nice. States. Yeah. So we're really excited about Rebecca. Who else
do we have? And she's got great style.
Oh, so. Wonderful style. Super talent here in Savannah. And she spends a lot of time in New York as well.
She does. So we're lucky to have her here. And we were so glad she was here to do that. And then we've got Revival Foods.
Yes, Revival Foods. Ariane McGinnis, she's, I called her a custodian of the local farmers and a peddler of their foods. And she's basically the middleman.
She pulls like a trailer.
Yeah.
And she'll be in different spots around town. And you can trust that what she has, she is very knowledgeable about, has a passion for yes. what she does. She loves the earth.
Yeah. And she's a young girl.
That sounded
girl.
So stupid.
Yeah, young girl. And we're just, I love the whole idea of it. Right now, it's at least in our area, online, you kind of order what you want. And she shows up in three different places around our city with her tricked out little carny worker thing. And you can go and pick up your produce and your meat. She sells wonderful heritage breed pork and beef, and they make their own sausages. We actually did a recipe called a revival dog.
And you're going to love the recipe,
oh
y'all.
My
it's
God.
Fabulous.
It's so good. It's so good. So that'll be online. And who else do we
Then we've got, did we say Latoya, Revival Foods?
So all this is coming up. So what we did with the magazine was we shot for the magazine, but then we added all this other content through profiles. Like, the magazine isn't about a long profile on these people. Online, we're going to give you, like, much more wonderful information mm-hmm. about them. Of course, the fashion spreads with them, and more recipes online, and great artwork inspired by what they're doing through Catherine Sando and Amy Zerker. Through Shop SCAD, who pulls wonderful artwork for us. We're so lucky to have.
We are.
And, I mean, just, it's such a great team, and it was a really wonderful team effort for this. I mean, Brenda, you know, you worked your butt off on this whole thing.
Well, I missed some, but I was so impressed with everybody, and, you know, it was like, you know what it was like? It was like a team-building experience. For all of us, because usually we work separately all the time.
Yeah. Except she and I. We're always, ugh. She's sick of me, I'm sure.
I doubt that.
I love her.
But, you know, I'm hoping that something that we get to do, and we never had time to do it on the shoots, was we get a little bit from everybody, but I wanted to do a little bit from, on the podcast, everybody with our team.
Yes, we need to do a podcast so people can hear the voice of all the team members that on site. You can see their pictures and the behind-the-scenes pictures. Well, you'll get with the video. There'll be a little bit more of that because it's all behind the scenes of making each one of these.
I'm telling you, the next 2 months on Salted and Styled and the podcast are going to be so interesting.
2 months. It's going to be like through July.
Through July.
August.
April, May, June. It's going to be a while. I'm telling you, packed full of amazing recipes, amazing personalities, amazing artwork and fashion.
And one will be up right now. When this airs, one will be on the website. I'm not quite sure which one I'm going to lead with on the website yet.
It'll be a surprise. But it doesn't matter.
They're all great. They're all fantastic. I'm kind of craving that duck prosciutto right now.
I wish I hadn't even mentioned it.
And that recipe that Roberto gave us with that.
Oh. I'm telling you, and to watch him do it, I thought that would be entirely intimidating,
Mm-mm.
and it wasn't.
Mm-mm.
So I'm glad we're doing a step-by-step.
It's all about making it at home, right?
Yeah,
it's,
and now I think I can do it.
Yeah,
it may be the only duck recipe I can do.
I said something that I think is very dead on with Roberto, and that, like, he gets real with his food. And I like people who get real with their food and don't think they're all that with their food.
Yeah.
And if I hear somebody say farm to table one more time, you know I'm going to, like,
it is so overused.
Scream.
Oh, my golly.
Like, because everybody, because farm to table was everything, right? Like my grandmother's turning over on in her grave hearing farm to table because that's all you knew.
As if it's never been done.
Yeah, as if we reinvented the wheel with this. But anyway, so much really cool stuff coming up on Salted and Styled.
Chase, a lot to look forward to. Y'all got to stay tuned.
Yes.
Simmer down.
Simmer down.